Living life where it takes us. Now, I'm not here this morning to advocate that we should just go through life on autopilot, just letting life push us around. But there is a reality to the fact that in the course of our lives, we face decisions and opportunities, and we then have to live out what follows. I mean, we, when faced with choices, make or try to make careful decisions that reflect both our ordinary needs and our spiritual needs for growth as well. And yet we have to be quite honest that when we make decisions, we don't always know how things will work out, because we've all had the experience of making a decision and then things not unfolding subsequently the way we had anticipated. And then, of course, there are events in our lives that we don't seem to have any control over at all. Things that just come our way, that we're forced to deal with, and where we have to recognize that in those moments too, when we make decisions, we can't see the future. At least not with the clarity or about the things that we often want to know. Now, I was moved to this line of thinking by the remembrance of something, a personal experience that happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago, a small group of people asked me to meet with them to discuss something. And they made a proposal to me. And I thought about it. And I realized there were all sorts of unknown things that I couldn't anticipate. But yet, when someone says to you, "What is your response?" you have to say, "I'm in or I'm not." And then you live life where it takes you. Well, that experience was rather personal to this place, because it was 10 years ago that I met, a little before this time of year, that I met with the elders of the Elberton congregation to consider their invitation to come as stated supply. And in the providence of God, it worked out that that arrangement began effective September 1st, 2008. Now, let me assure you, I could never then have anticipated that 10 years later, I'd still be here. It just didn't cross my mind. I wasn't thinking in those categories of time at all. I was thinking, well, the appointment was for a year, but I was thinking maybe let's see how it goes for the first 3-6 months. And here we are. And so today begins year 11. And I still don't know where it's going. You know, we don't know what the time ahead has for us. Each year I've had to consider whether I was still in or not. And this year again, back in the spring, the elders asked the presbytery to reappoint me. And I can tell you that I have been reappointed for another year. And yet I hope it's not just same old, you know? That together we still have a sense of vitality and growing in faith and growing in grace and growing in worship. And that there is a sense of anticipation about it. But nevertheless, always there is the reality that we don't know what tomorrow holds. And that, of course, applies not just to something like my being here in Alberton. It really applies to every facet of our lives, because each day we make a number of decisions, most of them probably fairly incidental and rather unimportant, but nevertheless decisions that have to be made. Some of them stand out because we realize that the implications of our decisions are more significant. And yet we make them all not really knowing exactly how the details will unfold. Now, how do we do that? I mean, how do we respond to those situations? We can't just run off into a corner and hide. We have to deal with life. And we have to deal with life where it takes us. Now, the easy part is when life takes us in pleasant places. I consider that event I referred to 10 years ago as one of those things that took me into pleasant places. And I rejoice in that. And along the way in life, there are many occasions when decisions that we make work out nicely. And we rejoice. And of course, when that's our experience, our rejoicing needs to be expressed both to God and to those around us who may be involved. And I say thank you to God for the privilege of being here over this past decade. And I say thank you to you as people who, looking around quickly here, for the most part have been people who have been part of this congregation throughout that whole time. And I appreciate your support and encouragement, and express that thanks to you and to the Lord for his blessings. It also, of course, becomes a part of our testimony, does it not? That God leads us, and that God does provide blessing, and that the opportunities that open before us often lead to wonderful results for which we have real cause to say thank you to God. But as I said, the times when our decisions lead us in pleasant directions are the easy ones. There are the times in life when, you know, we have to handle difficult things. Not always things that we've chosen, as I suggested, but sometimes things that are just thrust upon us. Events that we have to live through. Events we might even lament that we have to have anything to do with, but nevertheless, they're part of what life is bringing to us at the moment. And then that becomes the question. In moments and situations like that, how do we respond? I mean, the easy times are easy. The tough times are tough. Because we need to have a sort of solid foundation on which to deal with them. And part of it comes, of course, from remembering the good times. I mean, when life is a little harder to live, or to face in certain moments and seasons, it does us good to look back and remember the times when God has brought blessing into our lives. And we remember the faithfulness of the Lord and we count on it. And we ask God for his presence with us in a day or situation that we might not have, if given the choice, opted to have to live through. So remembering the good times is a starting point, but there's more, of course. You know, in our preparation for living our lives as God's people, there is a need for us to make daily preparation. If we set aside any preparation for the difficult times till they arrive, it's not necessarily too late, but we're at a great disadvantage. And it is, you see, as we cultivate a relationship with God day by day, in the ordinary ups and downs of life, where the downs aren't too drastic, then when we are challenged to live through something that is more difficult, we have a relationship with the Lord established. And we don't have to scramble to pull it together. And so our living of our lives is each day a preparation for the unknown tomorrow. And that, of course, includes just building that relationship with the Lord that is trusting and recalls his care and blessing, and that sees his hand at work in our lives and thanks him and praises him. And we each day cultivate the presence of God. We rejoice in his gift in Jesus Christ. We also, of course, cultivate a life of prayer, of conversation with the Lord. And that's so natural, you know. It would be very strange for us to live in relationship with fellow human beings and never talk to them. Well, if we live in a relationship with God which doesn't have much conversation in it, it's something like the same thing. Because it is that ongoing, day-by-day communion with God in quiet prayer that builds the relationship from which we draw strength when there is a challenge to face. Now, I want to put before you, very briefly, two biblical principles that can guide us in this issue of living life where it takes us. And the first one wasn't mentioned in the service so far. It's a passage which, however, I believe most of you will recognize when I refer to it. It comes from Romans 8. And that is in believing that all things work together for good to those who love God. That doesn't take away the challenge of living through difficult times, but it does give us a different perspective on it, because it gives us the perspective of knowing that God is there, he has not abandoned us, and that somehow, out of whatever is happening, God can bring good. And God will bring good. Oh, it's not always that God solves our problems exactly the way we might have pictured they could be solved. But it is living out that relationship of trust in which we know that the Lord is there and will care and will provide and will direct and will oversee and will ultimately give his blessing. So we live with that in the back of our minds always, that somehow, in the midst of every circumstance in life, we are to recognize the presence and the power of God. The second principle was set out by Paul in that passage that Mary read from Philippians 4, where Paul talks about learning to live life as it happens, knowing both how to be in need and how to make do, and knowing the blessing of having plenty, but in a thankful way. For I have learned, Paul says, to be content with whatever I have. That's a big step. And how can Paul say that? Well, Paul says that because in the course of his days, in the course of his service to God, he has learned that God is there and that God will see him through. And Paul very straightforwardly adds, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And of course, I place alongside that those words from Jesus, recorded in Matthew 11, you know, where he extends the invitation, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. So here we are, friends, living life where it takes us. That's today. Well, actually, we don't even know how today will end. I'm not trying to be negative here, but just realistic. And yet all of this is not something over which we need to panic. In the grace of God, remembering always his love for us in Jesus Christ, trusting, having experienced his hand in our lives, we live on as his people. And we do that even if today is one of the easier days that we have to face, because doing that prepares us for the times that will be challenging. And there are certainly in every life times that are challenging. And then with gratitude and praise, we can live life where it takes us. So friends, I leave this with you. And it provided me with an opportunity to say thank you to you for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. If I can steal some words from Paul. And that God will continue to see us through day by day, through whatever, wherever life takes us. Friends, this is good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.